Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz, and the White House walking back the executive order to pause federal funding.
The White House says President Trump's executive orders calling for an end to federal spending that does not align with his policy priorities still stand. But a new memo from the White House budget director rescinds a sweeping directive that would freeze potentially trillions of dollars in federal assistance, loans, and grants. What's unclear is how the president will carry out those executive orders and whether any federal funding would be paused while the administration conducts a review of programs. Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
A federal judge sentenced former Senator Robert Menendez to 11 years in prison today for his bribery conviction for acting as a foreign agent to aid Egypt while serving as chair of the Foreign Relations Committee. Menendez vowed to appeal. In California, the trial of A$AP Rocky continues. The rapper is charged with two felony counts of firing a handgun at former friend A$AP Relly in 2021. Relly testified today. This is ABC News. A new report card is out for American students, and it's not good news. When it comes to test scores, a new report shows kids are falling further behind.
The National Assessment of Education Progress shows fourth and eighth grade students are faring even worse in math and reading than in recent years. Compared to 2019, average reading scores are down 5 points, and in math, fourth graders are down 3%. Eighth graders sliding 8%. Experts say the results show reading is a greater challenge than math. The score declines appear to be driven by lower performing students falling farther behind, while top performing students are showing some recovery since the pandemic.
ABC's Rihanna Nally. Lunar New Year festivities taking place around the world. The Lunar New Year, also known as the Spring Festival, is based on cycles of the moon and is a celebration of the arrival of spring. It is the year of the snake. Michelle Franz and ABC News.
Fuller's Milker Center, LLC, Lancaster and Richland Center, is your GIA dealer. See Fuller's for quality route service, milk time checks, and inflation maintenance. Visit fullersmilkercenter.com.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO's Evening News Today is sponsored by Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. For tonight, lows in the mid-20s, light winds, mostly clear. Mostly sunny Thursday with highs of 53, southwest winds 10 to 15. With winds out of the northeast at 8, it is 38 degrees.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 5, reputation. Pine Valley is a 5-star facility. It has served Richland County residents for over 140 years with exceptional care and now has a new facility to complement its great care. Reputation. One more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
The Trump administration's move to stop federal grant and loan payments from being repaid has been blocked, at least for now. Savannah Tomei Olson explains what's at stake for Wisconsin.
The White House sent a memo to federal agencies telling them to stop making those payments at 4 p.m. Central Time yesterday. Now, that could impact all kinds of programs that get federal funding, like Head Start, law enforcement, Meals on Wheels, victim services. The list goes on. I spoke with somebody who works in one of those areas who said their team was scrambling all day trying to figure out what happens next. According to the State Journal, Wisconsin gets $14 billion this year in federal money. More than 60% of it goes toward the Department of Health Services and is then funneled into local health departments. Wisconsin is one of more than 20 states suing the federal government, saying the executive branch does not have the authority to stop money that was appropriated by Congress. Nonprofits across the country have also filed lawsuits. Democratic lawmakers who represent the Badger State are furious. Senator Tammy Baldwin.
I'm hearing from local fire departments in our rural parts of the state, wondering if they could lose the grants that they need to do their jobs, pay our firefighters, and save lives. I'm hearing from moms in local school districts who are worried that they won't be able to feed their kids. I'm hearing from substance use treatment providers and domestic abuse shelters who won't be able to help those fighting addiction or escaping unsafe situations.
Republican Representative Tom Tiffany of Minocqua lauded the move, saying this is what Trump promised on the campaign trail. Also making headlines from the Trump administration, they've offered nearly 8 months' salary to all federal government employees, trying to encourage them to resign. It's part of their efforts to majorly cut government staff and spending.
At the Capitol, competing requests for Wisconsin Supreme Court justices to recuse themselves. A lawsuit challenging Wisconsin Act 10, the landmark 2011 law, which restricts collective bargaining by public sector unions in the state, will almost certainly come before the court. When it does, Republican legislative leaders want Justice Janet Protasiewicz to recuse herself. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss and Senate Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu filed that motion with the court on Tuesday, citing the liberal justices' past comments about Act 10. And Assembly Minority Leader Greta Neubauer and Senate Minority Leader Dianne Hesselbein want conservative Justice Brian Hagedorn to recuse himself. Prior to being elected to the court in 2019, Hagedorn helped draft former Governor Scott Walker's bill and helped defend the law in court. The court currently has a 4-3 liberal majority, which would shift depending on the outcome of April's election between Waukesha County Judge Brad Schimmel and Dane County Judge Susan Crawford. The U.S. Senate confirmed Sean Duffy to be President Trump's Secretary of Transportation. Tuesday's vote in the full Senate was 77-22, with all no votes from Democrats. Wisconsin Democrat Tammy Baldwin said on Monday she'd support the former 7th District Congressman to lead the U.S. Department of Transportation and its more than 58,000 employees. Baldwin said she sees all of President Trump's nominees through the lens of how they'll impact Wisconsinites and feels confident that Duffy is a good choice for the position. Other Democrats, including senators who previously supported Duffy, apparently voted no to protest recent Trump directives for federal agencies, including transportation, to pause spending. The liberal candidate for the Wisconsin Supreme Court participated in a fundraiser billed as a chance to put two more House seats in play. Republicans say that shows that she is committed to redrawing congressional districts to benefit Democrats. Liberal Dane County Circuit Judge Susan Crawford faces Waukesha County Judge Brad Schimmel in the April 1st election. The race will determine whether liberals maintain a majority on the court. Crawford's campaign on Wednesday defended her appearance at the fundraiser, saying she never discussed redistricting. But Schimmel's campaign accused her of offering congressional seats for support. Congressional redistricting is one of the several high-profile issues that the court may take on. The Democratic National Committee will elect a new chair Saturday as it tries to guide Democrats through Republican Donald Trump's second presidency. Eight candidates are seeking to replace outgoing chair Jamie Harrison. The contest will be decided at the DNC's winter meeting in suburban Washington. The leading candidates are Minnesota's Ken Martin and Wisconsin's Ben Wickler, low-profile party insiders with few obvious differences in how they would lead. The debate ahead of the final vote has focused on the nuts and bolts of political campaigns, messaging, media strategy, fundraising, and on-the-ground organizing. On those issues, the candidates agree changes are needed to help improve the party's brand, especially among working-class voters. Funding for the UW system could be in jeopardy under the Trump administration's attempt to pause federal payments. Savannah Tomei Olson breaks it down.
The White House instructed federal agencies to stop paying grants and loans and indicated those payments wouldn't resume for at least a few weeks. A judge blocked that move yesterday just before it could go into effect. But for now, things are in limbo. That includes for the universities of Wisconsin. About a third of the funding for the UW system comes from federal money, according to the Wisconsin State Journal. Now, this attempted move by the Trump administration, if it went into effect, would not apply to payments that go directly to individuals, like Medicare, Social Security, and student loans. But the system gets the biggest chunk of federal money for contracts and grants, not student loans. And that funding would stop. UW-Madison Chancellor Jennifer Mnookin called it all concerning. The university was already dealing with the Trump administration's pause in federal funding for research. UW-Madison's research efforts rank sixth in the nation. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources and Wisconsin Saltwise are urging you to learn more about the impacts of road salt on our drinking water and freshwater ecosystems during Winter Salt Awareness Week this week, January 27th through the 31st. Although salt keeps Wisconsin roads safe during winter, using more salt than needed comes at a price. In Wisconsin and much of the U.S., chlorides from salt are infiltrating lakes, streams, and groundwater. According to Wisconsin SaltWise, 1 teaspoon of salt is all it takes to make 5 gallons of water toxic for freshwater organisms. The DNR measures chloride levels in Wisconsin rivers over time. Recent studies have shown a steep increase in chloride loads. In the early 2000s, the DNR measured about 600,000 tons of chlorides annually. By 2018, that number increased to nearly 800,000 tons per year. 50 rivers and streams and one lake in Wisconsin have been designated as impaired by high chloride concentrations, primarily from salt use during winter. These increased chloride loads are partially due to road salting, but chlorides also enter Wisconsin waters because of water softeners and fertilizers. Increased chloride levels have significant impacts on our daily lives, including environmental and economic effects. Nationwide, winter salt causes $5 billion in damage to infrastructure each year, causing corrosion of bridges, roads, and other infrastructure. Road salt can also impact pets by causing irritated paws and other health concerns if ingested. In Wisconsin, 39% of the community wells exceeded the Wisconsin Department of Health Service's recommended sodium level for individuals on a low-salt diet. This could mean individuals managing diseases by limiting salt intake may take in more salt than they may be accounting for. Reducing salt use is critical to decreasing chloride loads. Follow these steps to right-size your salt use. Clear walkways and other areas before snow turns to ice. The more snow removed manually, the less salt you will need, and the more effective it will be. When using salt, scatter it so there is space between the grains. A 12-ounce coffee mug of salt is enough to treat an entire 20-foot driveway or 10 sidewalk squares. Salt is much less effective when pavement temperatures drop below 15 degrees. Switch to sand for traction or a different ice melter that works at lower temperatures. Winter Salt Awareness Week, January 27th through the 31st, includes a series of YouTube live streams featuring speakers and topics focused on the true impacts of salt and ways to be a freshwater advocate. Register in advance or watch afterward on the Wisconsin SaltWise YouTube channel. For more information on the DNR's efforts to monitor chlorides and reduce their effects, visit the DNR's Salt and Storm Water webpage. The deadline is fast approaching to be considered to serve as the 78th Alice in Dairyland. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection invites individuals with a passion for promoting agriculture to apply by this Friday, January 31st. Alice in Dairyland is one of the most widely recognized marketing communications professionals in Wisconsin agriculture, traveling to promote Wisconsin's agricultural industry and its impact on the state economy. Alice in Dairyland serves as a full-time spokesperson, cultivating relationships with television, radio, and print media outlets throughout the state, writes and delivers speeches at events, and uses social media to tell the stories of Wisconsin agriculture. This one-year full-time contractual position starts July 7th. The position comes with an annual salary of $45,000 and includes holiday, vacation, and sick leave, and use of a vehicle while on official business. Reimbursement is provided for an individual health insurance premium up to $450 a month and professional travel expenses. Alice in Dairyland applicants must also be female, Wisconsin residents, and at least 21 years old. To apply, provide a cover letter, completed application form, resume, and contact information for 3 professional references to datcpalice@wisconsin.gov by 4:30 Friday, January 31st. Application materials are available on the Alice in Dairyland website. A community forum will be held to provide Richland County residents with updates and an opportunity to ask questions. The forum will be held this evening at 6 at the Phoenix Center Banquet Hall in Richland Center. A time for questions and answers on topics such as the campus reconfiguration, the campus gymnasium, and Simons will be provided. Today's winner of $50 in the Crime Stoppers calendar raffle is Jason Pilla of Richland Center on ticket 123.
We've made it easy for you. Shop the online store now at allamericanduetcenter.com. All American Duet Center has over 65,000 items available at the Do It Best warehouse. If we don't have it in stock, we can ship to the store for free, as our stores receive deliveries from the warehouse twice weekly. Same day pickup and ship to home options also available for your convenience. Shop online at allamericanduetcenter.com in Tomah, Sparta, and Richland Center. All American.
This evening's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Today is Wednesday, January 29th. Marjorie Ruth Ramirez, 83 of Gays Mills, died Thursday, January 23rd. A memorial service will be held this Thursday at 11 at the Community of Christ Church, Rural Soldiers Grove. Burial will be held in the Mook Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at the church on Thursday from 9 until the time of service at 11. The Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements. For Marjorie Ruth Ramirez, 83 of Gays Mills. Lynn Haggerty, 77 of Rural Boscobel, died Thursday, January 23rd. A funeral service will be held at noon on Thursday at the Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel. Burial will be in the Union Hill Cemetery in Mount Zion. Friends may call at the Kendall Funeral Home on Thursday from 9 until the time of service at noon. Lynn Haggerty, 77 of Rural Boscobel. Robert E. Buher, 83 of Rural Viola, died January 26th at home. A celebration of life will be held on Friday at 1:30 at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Burial will follow in the Viola Cemetery. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home on Friday from noon until the time of service at 1:30. Robert E. Buher, 83 of Rural Viola. David O. Martin, 93 of Rural Muscadet, died January 22nd at home. A celebration of life will be held in the spring. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be directed to the Southwest Technical College Foundation or the Three Eagles Foundation. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. For David O. Martin, 93 of Rural Muscadet. Marty Brewer, 77 of Richland Center, died January 16th at Meritor Hospital in Madison from complications due to his battle with lung cancer. A celebration of life will be held on Saturday from 1 to 3:30 at the Pratt Community Hall in Richland Center, with a time of sharing to be held at 3:30. In lieu of flowers or donations, the family requests that you play a round of golf this summer and think of Marty when you do. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. For Marty Brewer, 77 of Richland Center. Wilma M. Rounds, 95 of Boscobel, died January 18th. A funeral service will be held at 2 on Sunday at the Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel. Burial will be at the Boscobel Cemetery. Friends may call at the funeral home on Saturday from 4 until 7, and again on Sunday from 11 until the time of service at 2. In lieu of flowers, donations to the Boscobel Cemetery Association or the Boscobel Rescue Squad are appreciated. Wilma M. Rounds, 95 of Boscobel. Diane Marie Teach, 71 of Gotham, died Tuesday at the Richland Hospital. Friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet on February 7th from 3 until 5. A gathering will follow at Wolfie's Irish Inn in Muscadet. A private family burial will be held in the Dawson Cemetery in the spring. Diane Marie Teach, 71, of Gotham.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T.
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that ad on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The key ingredient is something called Tesnor, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text LION to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text LION to 42424. That's LION to 42424.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, working hard to be sure every customer is treated correctly the first time.
Good evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. I hope you enjoyed that pretty mild day today. High temperatures sat in the mid-40s and winds were a bit feisty. They're much calmer now, and they're going to ease completely tonight, giving way to a mostly clear and calm evening as overnight lows drop to the mid-20s. Then the warm-up strikes. It's going to be looking and feeling like spring tomorrow with mostly sunny skies and very warm, unseasonable temperatures. In fact, we're going to likely break record highs because we are soaring to the mid-50s. Winds will be a bit breezy out of the southwest at about 15 miles per hour, and I strongly recommend that you get outside and enjoy it. Because by tomorrow night, there is a small chance of a spotty sprinkle or two, which could flip into some spotty snow showers by early Friday morning. And most of this looks to stay south, but the chances are still there. So it could be a slippery morning early Friday as temperatures flirt with the freezing mark, but by the afternoon, we climb right back to the mid-40s. We'll see more and more sunshine as the day wears on, and then by Saturday, another system moves in, but this time from the northwest. So to start the weekend off, it'll be mostly cloudy and breezy. Highs Saturday will be in the upper 30s, and light snow arrives by night. Sunday morning, it looks like it turns to light rain before the system kicks on out of here, leaving us with a mostly cloudy and mild day with highs in the 50s. Yeah, Sunday's going to be another warm one. But it won't last for long, because cold air blows back in on Monday. It'll be mostly cloudy with light snow chances and highs only at 30, so back below freezing. We stay there for Tuesday, too. Highs in the upper 20s, it'll be partly cloudy and quite chilly. Especially after this heat wave. I guess the Wisconsin wild weather just won't quit. So no matter what you like for the winter, I guess there's a little bit of everything for everyone. And this, of course, is thanks to the shifting jet stream, which dropped a cold front through the state today, is lifting the warm front through the state tomorrow, and another cold front through the state on Friday, followed by another warm front behind that. Go figure. Well, I hope you enjoy the rest of your evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO.
The Richland County Bank knows convenience and security are very important to everyone today. Richland County Bank customers enjoy both with Bill Pay with Richland County Bank Online. You have immediate access to your account information 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at your convenience at your home or office. It's simple and it's secure and there is no monthly fee. It's free. Bill Pay allows you to schedule future or recurring payments, have complete online access to bill payment history, and receive a confirmation number at the end of each transaction as your receipt. To apply for Bill Pay, visit Richland County Bank at 195 West Court Street, Richland Center, or call 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. You can learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Richland County.
It's a partly cloudy 37 degrees. Our high today, 42. And our morning low was 29. Yesterday, our high was 50 and no precipitation. As for our record high on this day, that was set in 1914 at 53. Our record low, 30 below, in 1965. Last year on this day, our high was 41 and our low was 29. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 7:20. No precipitation today. The barometer, though, holding steady and rising slightly to 29.91. East winds are at 3. Again, it's 37 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, committed to promoting growth and development in the communities throughout the area.
WRCO Sports is sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates. Going on right now, the Badger men's basketball team pregame is underway over on WRCE AM 1450 FM 107.7 as the Badger basketball team has traveled to Maryland for its next Big Ten conference game against the Terrapins. Unexpected long-range offense and reserve guard Kamari McGee has been a big help to the offense. McGee leads the country by hitting over 55% of his 47 three-point attempts. Maryland comes into tonight's game with a record of 16-5, including 6-4 in conference play. And their team is led by freshman center Derek Queen, averaging 15 points and 8 rebounds a game. Former Packer defensive back Micah Hyde has told the Buffalo Reporter he plans to retire from the NFL. Hyde didn't play for the Bills this season as he recovered from neck surgery. He spent his first four pro seasons in Green Bay after being taken in the fifth round in the 2013 NFL draft. Hyde was named All-Pro twice, appearing in 63 games and picking off 8 passes. He mostly played slot cornerback. His departure after the 2016 season left the Packers with a defensive hole until Xavier McKinney was signed before the 2024 season. Three-time All-Pro wide receiver DeAndre Hopkins is finally getting his Super Bowl chance after 12 years in the NFL. It took a midseason trade from Tennessee to Kansas City to make it to the big game. Kareem Hunt, Marquise Brown, and several other vets are likewise experiencing a career-defining moment with the Chiefs, who are trying to win the Super Bowl for an unprecedented third straight time. Those guys had played for good teams, marginal teams, and losing ones, but they struck gold when they landed with the Chiefs, whose expectation every year is to be playing in the big game.
Someone once said, "Don't knock the weather." 9/10 of people couldn't start a conversation if it didn't change once in a while. Spring is a time of change. Farmers in the field, gardens planted, home projects started. Have your insurance needs also changed? The Schwartz Insurance promise of the very best service for your insurance needs has not changed. Schwartz Insurance and Wilson Mutual want you to be sure you have the best protection available. Please visit 152 North Main or call 647-8891 for a no-obligation review.
The Philadelphia Eagles can trace their run to the Super Bowl to an epic collapse last season. The Eagles were 10-1 and flying high as the best team in the NFL since 2023. Then they limped to a 1-5 regular season finish before they were put out of misery in a wild card loss to Tampa Bay. Changes were mandated, and the Eagles needed to fix everything from the assistants to the game plan to drafting to repairing the loose connective tissue inside the locker room. The pain and lessons learned from last season fueled the Eagles on their way to a 14-win regular season and three more wins in the playoffs. And most of the objections posted so far to the lawsuit settlement set to alter the college sports model concerned the impact roster limits will have on players in so-called Olympic sports, some of whom have already been cut from their teams. As part of the settlement, the NCAA proposed limits on rosters that would be imposed for schools that choose to adhere to the terms of the deal. While the new roster limits expand the number of scholarship schools can provide, estimates are that could lead to the loss of 10,000 or more spots in non-revenue or Olympic sports across the NCAA. For WRCO Sports, I'm Bo Henricks.
Why should you join Simon's Recreation Complex? It's not about their modern equipment or great exercise classes or even the comfy swimming pool. It's about how you can get the best out of your 50-plus body now and for the rest of your life. If you think taking part in the programs offered at Simon's Recreation Complex would be just for young people, it's time to rethink that notion. As we get older, it's more important than ever to keep moving. For people who are not active, even a small amount of exercise can have healthy benefits. And if you're already healthy, staying active helps you build extra muscle, reserve, and flexibility to recover more quickly if you do get sick. Exercise is not only for your body, it can also be beneficial for your brain. Exercise has been shown to decrease depression and anxiety as well as improve and preserve awareness. Stop by Simon's Recreation Complex at 1250 Simon's Circle in Richland Center or call them at 647-8522. You can also visit simonsrec.com to see how they can help you retain your quality of life.
This farm news and market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored in part by Richards Insurance, your certified farm specialist serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1933. With offices in Ithaca and Reedsburg, for your farm insurance needs, call Richards Insurance.
Soybeans and corn were higher Wednesday. Cattle finished lower and hogs closed mixed. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in corn genetics, offering more than 50 lines of the highest performing corn featuring a broad range of traits. Stein has yield. Soybeans were higher. Near-term forecasts for parts of Argentina and southern Brazil are dry, potentially stressing crops further. There's also more rain in the forecast for central Brazil, delaying harvest activity. March beans were up 15.5 at 1060 and a half. May was 15.75 higher at 1075 and a quarter. March bean meal's up 8.20 at 309.80, and March bean oil's down 16 at 44.97. Corn was up, monitoring weather in South America, including Brazil's soybean harvest delays, which could impact second crop corn planting. Ethanol production was down on the week, partially because of tighter margins. March was up 11.75 at 497. May was 11.5 higher at 507.5. and wheat was higher. Recent bitterly cold conditions likely caused at least some winter kill in the Midwest and Plains. Near-term forecasts do have precipitation in some U.S. hard red winter growing areas. March Chicago was up 17 and a quarter at 562 and a half. March Kansas City wheat on Wednesday was 19 and a quarter higher at 580 and a quarter. March Minneapolis wheat was up 16 cents at 613 and three quarters. Live and feeder cattle were down sharply on profit-taking and the lower midday move in box beef. The trade's also waiting for widespread direct business. Megan Grebner has more on that in a moment. February live was down $1.52 at $2.0702, and April was $2.32 lower at $2.0495. March feeders were down $2.97 at $2.7527. April feeder cattle were $3.20 lower at $2.7460. And hogs were mostly lower on the higher midday move in pork against long-term demand questions. Now, February did hold steady at 83.90, and April was up 42 at 91.32. But after that, lean hogs started to weaken. Megan Grebner has that full look at the cash livestock markets after this brief break.
Have you ever met a nematode? Probably not. But this sneaky ingrate and its billions of friends steal soybean yields right out from under your nose. Nematodes cause up to $1.5 billion in soybean revenue loss each year. And if that's not enough, they also amplify sudden death syndrome. Why? Because they're microscopic good-for-nothing thieves, that's why. Take action against these yield-stealing jerks with Olivo soybean seed treatment from BASF, the only proven winner against both SEN and SDS. And remember to always read and follow label directions.
When a parent sees their child smile, they see hope. Aleem hoped that his son Rajib would have an easier life than he had. You see, Rajib, just like his father, was born with a cleft. But thanks to Smile Train, both father and son received free, life-changing surgeries, transforming their smiles into symbols of hope. To learn more and support the global cleft community, visit smiletrain.org/learn. Smile Train, changing the world one smile at a time.
Another quiet day for direct cash cattle trade activity. Asking prices did surface at $210 live in the south, but were never established in the north. Another strong week of business is expected, but a standoff between buyers and sellers could continue, especially with Friday's cattle inventory report from the USDA. Box beef closed lower on light demand for solid offerings. Choice down $1.81 at $330.54. Select was $1.29 lower at $320.67. Estimated cattle slaughter was 124,000 head, even on the week and about even on the year. Cash hogs closed mixed with a solid negotiated run. Bears and gilts at the National Daily Direct were down 83 cents with a weighted average of 83.49. The Iowa, Minnesota, and the Western Corn Belt were both 3 cents higher with a weighted average of 84.35. Pork values closed higher up 49 cents at 93.31. And estimated hog slaughter was 483,000 head, up 39,000 on the week and down about 6,000 on the year. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. We are now carrying Horse Guard Mineral, supplements for horses. This mineral comes in pellet or liquid form to help your horse with many needs from hoof, skin, allergies, weight gain, and things for senior horses as well. Free samples are available to try out. Stop in a Richland Center store for Horse Guard, and as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
I'm Brent Barnett on Brownfield. An ag economist says he's keeping a close eye on tensions between the U.S. and Colombia. University of Missouri's Ben Brown says Colombia is a major importer of U.S. ethanol.
Ethanol trade with Colombia is a growing industry, and we've seen some recent kind of movement, I think, on that front the last couple of years with the Colombia government willing to buy U.S.-based ethanol products.
More news is next.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin. UVB rays burn. And both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. and you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Trump's nominee for Secretary of Health and Human Services was fielding questions about his stance on ag issues from the U.S. Senate Finance Committee on Wednesday. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. shared his thoughts on the state of farming in the U.S.
Agronomists now estimate that if we continue doing these processes, only 60 harvests left before our soil is gone. So farmers are using seeds and chemicals that over the long term are costing them and us.
Kennedy said if confirmed, he'd like to work alongside the USDA. U.S. ethanol production dropped to a multi-month low last week. Production averaged 1,015,000 barrels per day, the lowest weekly average since late September 2024. That was down 84,000 on the week, at least partially due to tighter producer margins. I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield Ag News Headlines.
Growers will soon have another seed treatment option starting later this year. Hello, I'm Erin Anderson. This is Managing for Profit, a content partnership with Acceleron Prime on Brownfield. In this episode of Managing for Profit, Crop Protection Segment Manager for Seed Growth at Bayer Crop Science, Heather Wilshire, explains the new Acceleron Prime seed treatment. We'll find out more on Brownfield right after this.
When it comes to fungicide, many growers only think about disease control.
Tar spot.
At Bayer,
tar spot,
we handle tar spot. But we also think beyond spot, disease control.
Tar spot. Wait, how?
With Dalaro Complete, it has three modes of action.
Three modes of action?
We also think about boosting overall plant health in many ways.
Huh. Better greening, increased stock strength, higher grain fill.
Now you're thinking. Sizes. Thinking complete with Bayer. Learn more at DelaroComplete.us. Always read and follow pesticide label directions.
Trivolt Corn Herbicide from Bayer delivers clean fields for up to 8 weeks. But don't believe us. Listen to some of the growers who've already sprayed it on millions of acres.
It performed great for long past 8 weeks.
The proof is in the field.
And the proof is in the results.
Trivolt kept my fields clean from the time I sprayed it clear through tasseling.
Results growers are more than pleased with.
If it doesn't make dollars, it doesn't make sense.
They've tried it. You should too. Talk to your local dealer. Trivolt is a restricted use pesticide. Consult your state pesticide regulator for specific restrictions. Read and follow pesticide label directions.
A new seed treatment option will be available to growers starting later this year. In this episode of Managing for Profit, Crop Protection Segment Manager for Seed Growth at Bayer Crop Science, Heather Wilshire, discusses the benefits of the new Acceleron Prime seed treatment.
Acceleron Prime is our seed treatment offering, protects soybeans. It offers multiple modes of action, providing broad spectrum disease control and insect protection, ensuring those little seedlings thrive during the most vulnerable stages. We know a lot of growers continue to plant earlier and earlier to maximize yield potential, and seed treatments play a key role in that, and Acceleron Prime offers that protection.
She says Acceleron Prime defends against early season damage.
Farmers face challenges with early season pests, and so, you know, some of the things that we know farmers care about is Pythium, Phytophthora, and as you know, Acceleron Prime has, you know, a broad spectrum control with a comprehensive fungicide and insecticide package. And so with those specific actives, we see strong protection against those early season disease and insects.
Wilshire says data shows it outperforms the competition.
We've been testing Acceleron Prime over the last 4 or 5 years. We've had it in multiple locations throughout the U.S., making sure that it works in multiple geographies. And Acceleron Prime will hit the marketplace this August of 2025 to be ready for selling season of market year 26. When we put Acceleron up to some of our key competitors, we're at parity or a slight advantage. For the most part, we continue to see seed treatments typically perform very similar in yield. We know that stand establishment is important to growers, and by protecting it against those damping off, seed treatment, it provides more uniform and healthier stands. And Acceleron Prime, you know, helps protect those stand establishments. We continue to see it in our data that when utilizing Acceleron Prime, growers have a stronger stand establishment. We see increased plant vigor as well as yield potential.
For the full lineup of Bayer Crop Protection offerings, visit cropscience.bayer.us for more information. I'm Erin Anderson with Managing for Profit, a content partnership with Acceleron Prime on Brownfield.
When today is unpredictable, it's important to have advice and support to help you stay focused on your long-term financial goals. The team at Capital Wealth Advisor Group can help you stay on track. Whether you want advice or need a plan, helping you achieve your financial goals is our top priority. Visit CapitalWealthCares.com for more information. Capital Wealth Advisor Group, a private wealth advisory practice with Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
It's 20 minutes away from 6 o'clock, and we're going to be heading back to some music, leading our way to the 6 hour. Temperature starting to cool down after a high of 42. We are at 36. In the meantime, though, as I said, we're heading back to some music on this Wednesday. Here's Ryan Brashear with Better With A Buzz.
She's tried on 25 dresses that all look the same. Normally, I would be going insane, but holding her purse and shopping all day, well, that's better with a buzz. Be any full of wine or a flask full of whiskey. If I can't have a good time, I'll bring my good time with me. Hiding my can in a styrofoam cup. Some things in life are better with a buzz. Saving that date for 6 months now. I heard someone crack a cold one when they started the vows. Guess my cousin's second wedding in my hometown. That's better with a buzz. Yank full of wine or a flask full of whiskey. If I can't have a good time, I'll bring my good time. With the in-laws is better with a buzz. Doing all that laundry is better with a buzz. Most things are better with a buzz.
likes a song, if she likes a sound, I'm here to help with all that. Taking our country back, yeah. Taking our country back, back to the hollows and hills. Show you bright light towns, how a night goes down on a flatbed back in the fields. With dust on the bottle, boots on the throttle, horns on the Cadillac. Yeah, we're taking our country, taking our country back. Yeah, we're back in the saddle, rounding up the cattle. Got a little bit off track, but we're taking our country, taking our country back, back to the hollows and hills. Show you bright light towns, how a night goes down on a flatbed back in the fields. Got some dust on the bottle, boots on.
Taking our country back, Randy Houser. Well, a community forum is just about to start. It will help provide Richland County residents with updates and an opportunity to ask questions. It is being held at 6 at the Phoenix Center Banquet Hall here in Richland Center, a time for questions and answers on topics such as campus reconfiguration, the campus gymnasium, and assignments will be provided. It will be starting in, just under 13 minutes.
Thinking about buying or selling? Let us help. Give Century 21 Complete Service Realty a call for all your real estate needs. We specialize in residential, commercial, land, recreational, and country lifestyle properties. Let our worldwide exposure, our local expertise, convenient office location, and full staff of agents sell your property. Don't stress out. Call Century 21 Complete Service Realty, your friends in real estate. 647-6145.
Furniture, decor, and more in Boscobel and Westby is hosting a health and wellness event on Saturday, February 1st from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Discover the people and services available in our community to help you live your best life and take advantage of this opportunity to talk to experts about how to take care of yourself and your home. Visit their Facebook page for a list of participating businesses. Don't miss it. Saturday, February 1st from 9 a.m. until 1 p.m. Door prizes and giveaways at Furniture, Decor, and More in Boscobel and Westby.
Hello, this is Added Touch Floral on Main Street. Let us help make your Valentine's special this year with a beautifully arranged bouquet by Ashley and Samantha. We also have candy bouquets, stuffed animals, a large selection of wines, balloons, and candles. Give us a call at 647-2319 or order directly on our website at addedtouchfloral.com. Don't be that guy who forgot Valentine's Day and order early to enter our $250 giveaway to Open Season, JJ Walsh, or Added Touch Floral. Check our Facebook page. We look forward to making this day special for your Valentine.
Networking for your business or home computer is a must. Put your trust in the locally owned and staffed Computer Doctors. They'll build the computer you want, whether it's for online gaming, business applications, or endless hours of surfing, all at a price you can afford. Computer Doctors keeps you connected with the latest advances in today's fast-paced world, giving you peace of mind with a safe, reliable computer. Visit Computer Doctors at 122 West Court Street, downtown Richland Center, or call 647-5986.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Sunshine and Giggles has the philosophy that children learn through play. Sunshine and Giggles staff will strive to develop a stimulating, inviting classroom atmosphere in which children are free to explore and learn at their own pace. Sunshine and Giggles Child Care Center is now enrolling children 6 weeks to 12 years. For more information, please call 608-649-5501. Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center.
Look it up. It don't mean sneaking around behind my back like you ain't getting enough. How about forever? Just look it up. It means through thick and thin and pitching in even when the times get tough. The word is easy. Look it up. And you'll see a picture of that piece of trash riding around in your pickup truck. Let's try. Just look it up. But you'll need boots to wade through all the bull you tell me when you come home drunk. It's just like you to be so clueless, 'cause you never thought I'd do this. I said go, goodbye, get lost, get out, get gone, the word is over. Look it up. You said you're sober. It up. It's right next to hell. It's freezing over, flying pigs and all that stuff. And how about baby? Look it up. It's what you call me and it's how you act every time I call your bluff. It's just like you to keep denying, save your whining and your crying. I said go, goodbye, get lost, get out, get gone, the word is over. Words forgiveness, look it up. It's what Jesus has in store for you, but I don't know matter what. Quit your begging and your praying. Can't you hear what I've been saying? I said go, goodbye, get lost, get out, get gone.
We'll be right back.
Sisters Wade, Troublemaker. Well, the news, sponsored by Homesteader Store, carrying tractors, chainsaws, snowblowers, and utility vehicles to simplify tough tasks with two locations for your convenience. And by Whitaker's Market, the destination grocery store for bargain hunters, Hillsboro. This is WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center, where it's down to 35 degrees at 6 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz, and former Senator Bob Menendez from New Jersey was sentenced to 11 years in prison today for bribery and corruption. Menendez was convicted of acting as a foreign agent to aid Egypt while he served as chair of the Foreign Relations Committee. Menendez made a tearful statement inside court, but afterwards was defiant after the hearing, vowing to appeal.
Regardless of the judge's comments today, I am innocent, and I look forward to filing appeals on a whole host of issues.
The Senate confirmed Lee Zeldin to head the EPA. The former GOP congressman from New York supports President Trump's proposed rollbacks on environmental regulations. The White House Office of Management and Budget is rescinding the sweeping directive by President Trump to pause federal funding. That according to an OMB memo obtained by ABC News. And the Federal Reserve Board leaving interest rates unchanged for now after its latest policy meeting. This is ABC News. Frontier Airlines once again.